Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And got a question for you all. Do you protect and clear your energy daily? Is this something that you do? Something you might consider doing because, you know, there's a lot of stuff flying around in this day and age. And today on my show, we're going to be talking about energetic hygiene for a radiant vitality. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And, you know, as we embark on this new year, we're already in 2026. I can't even believe it. Last year went by fast, and I have a funny feeling this year is going to be even faster, but it's going to be a better year because we're going to be more prepared for anything that could possibly hit us. So, you know, just as we care for our physical body, our energetic bodies also require attention. And when we practice energetic hygiene, it ensures that your body, mind, and spirit remain vibrant and protected. And that is really important. So let's just take a deep dive into why energetic hygiene matters now. What we have to understand is that we are energetic beings, and we talk a lot about energy and frequency and essence and presence on my show. And I think this is more so important today than it's ever been. There's a lot of debris flying around, and it's in our energetic field. It's like other people's thoughts, beliefs, fears, stress, angst, you know, even the good stuff, love, appreciation, kindness, it's all there. However, we are constantly enmeshed and involved in this energetic field, if you want to call it that. What's really important is that sometimes we take on things that we may not even be aware that we are doing so. And this is especially true if you're an empath, an intuitive, and a highly sensitive person, anybody who has a tendency to feel things at a very deep level. And what happens is that, you know, we get immersed in this, we take some of this on, and sometimes we take it on as our truth when in essence that is not so at all. We're just feelers, we are absorbers, and it's about discerning where we end energetically and something else begins. So this is all part of, you know, protecting and clearing your energy on a daily basis. But what I want to ask you guys, are you protecting and clearing your energy field daily, or are you just hoping it'll take care of itself like a Roomba, you know, it automatically happens? I laugh at that because I call my cat my energetic Roomba. She comes and clears the energy out in my house, but she does this. That's pretty much what a cat's job is. It takes on the energy and transmutes and transcends and transforms it. So what my question is, are you doing this consciously, or are you just, you know, thinking that, oh, if I could just pretend there's a Roomba there, you know, it's going to take care of itself. So what's really important is that we need to begin by grounding ourselves in the simple truth that we live in a world of constant energetic exchange. You know, and this could be conversations, social media, news cycles, crowded spaces, family dynamics, ancestral issues, you know, even unexpected and or unspoken expectations can leave energetic residue. And when we don't have conscious energetic hygiene, that residue accumulates and quietly can be draining our vitality. You know, so what I have to really accentuate too is that energetic hygiene is not woo. It's awareness, okay? It's about where you are, you know, what you are experiencing, what you are feeling, whether you are aware of it or not. Just as we take a shower to remove physical debris from our bodies, energetic hygiene clears emotional, mental, energetic buildup to the system, so your system can return to balance. So I kind of talk about this a lot. You know, we look at, okay, for lack of a better description or a better example, we have a toilet, okay? So, you know, we deposit our, you know, our waste in the toilet, and then we, you know, press the button on the top, especially if you have one of those high-powered toilets that goes whoosh, and it like pulls all that stuff into the sewer system. So what we are doing basically is energetically flushing out our energy system, and it could be as simple as that visual of the toilet, okay? Or, you know, you are grounding yourself and you are opening up the channels from your roots and from your feet that are into the earth, and then you could imagine a lever that, you know, telepathically or visually you're seeing this, and just opening that lever and just letting all the energetic debris to purge out through your physical body, your mental, emotional, spiritual. It'll just go whoosh, and you will feel it too. So that's like something that you could think about and just visualize doing, and that's going to assist you with removing the energetic debris and giving you better energetic hygiene for radiant vitality. So let's take a deeper dive into understanding energetic hygiene. Have you ever felt like what are you carrying have you ever felt like you're carrying stuff that doesn't belong to you? And I'm sorry, I'm kind of jumping around a little bit. Or maybe, do you feel like you're exhausted and your exhaustion isn't physical, but it's energetic? Energetic hygiene is the intentional maintenance of your energetic field, your emotional body, your mental space, your subtle systems. You know, and as I mentioned before, is that if you're an empath, intuitive, and highly sensitive person, unconsciously, you may be taking on a lot of this stuff without your realization. And, you know, energetic clutter doesn't always feel dramatic. It could be very subtle. It may be, you know, it may often feel like I just don't feel like myself. Or maybe there's mental fog. Or maybe emotional heaviness. Maybe there's some low-grade anxiety, and maybe you've just lost your mojo and lost your enthusiasm. The thing to remember, not to normalize this experience, but emphasize that clarity is your natural state. So it's really having the clarity and awareness that something's off, and just to lean into that as to why. So how energy becomes stagnant or distorted. Got a question for you. When was the last time you truly released emotional residue? And maybe what emotions are stuck on repeat in your system? So some examples of what stagnant energy forms may be are those unexpressed emotions. Maybe you partially, you know, dipped your toe in the pool of emotion. You went, and you creeped out of it, and you jumped from being in the present moment into your head trying to react to the emotion. Unexpressed emotions are, it's more common than you know. It's like we have not fully experienced some of these emotions. And what happens is that when we don't do that, It's like part of our soul fragments off and gets trapped in another time and place, okay? And so sometimes when we get triggered, those unexpressed emotions raise their head, and it's an opportunity to work on those and clear those out. So this could be, you know, an example of unexpressed emotions. Chronic stress and vigilance. If you're, you know, there's a lot of buzz on dysregulated nervous systems these days, and chronic stress really ties hand in hand with a dysregulated nervous system. It's like you've always been on watch, so to say, to wait for maybe the other foot to drop. And it's not a normal state. It's like being in stress mode continuously, and we've kind of normalized that as being normal now, and it really is not. It also could, stagnant energy forms can be also old stories and unresolved experiences, repeating patterns. You know, the stories we tell ourselves about something that, you know, isn't true. And I always, when I work with people, I always say, well, are you creating a story about that? Or is that really truth? You know, especially if, oh, they're not going to like me and stuff like that. Oh, you're making up a story about that. Okay, well, you never know. A lot of times there's so many moving parts to a situation that we're only seeing one part of it. And there could be 20 other pieces that are moving right now in front of you. Another thing, maybe you're over giving without replenishment. It's like giving from a cup that's half full, so you deplete yourself, instead of giving from a cup that is full and you're giving from the overflow of that cup. You know, are you draining yourself to the extent that it's just really hurting and harming you and you're not replenishing yourself? You need to give to yourself and make sure that you give, you know, from a place where you're going to be replenished and you're constantly replenishing yourself. Or are you living in constant doing mode? And we talk a lot about that on my show, because we're in a point in our ascension process where it's not about doing anymore. It's about being, allowing, and receiving, and knowing that without certainty that you could just allow yourself to be in a mode where you are fully present, receptive, and receiving, instead of, and knowing that whatever is yours is going to be flowing to you with certainty, instead of thinking you have to figure it out in order to make it happen. That's a big one for a lot of people. And as we progress more into higher frequencies and what we call the fifth dimensional reality, it's going to be more of being and allowing and receiving versus trying to make something happen and controlling it. So, you know, stagnation blocks vitality and dulls your intuition as well. When you start being in the present moment and allowing yourself to be, this is where you are grounded in right here, right now, the present time, and energy can flow more easily, and it allows your intuition to flourish and allows you to physically, emotionally, and spiritually be fully present to show up for your life. Remember, energy wants to move when it doesn't symptoms speak. So, you know, let's take a little dive into this, and we're going to probably go on our break shortly, but I want to talk just briefly about this. It's recognizing when your energy needs clearing. So as we go off to break, I want you to think about this for a moment. Do you feel tired after being around certain people or environments, or have you mistaken energetic depletion for aging or burnout? So ponder on that as we step onto our first break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And If today's episode is resonating with you, I invite you to stay connected and please like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show so others can learn how to care for their energy as intentionally as their body. And when you're ready to go deeper, join our community, I'm Awake Now What. Visit drdoloresfizzino.com for more information, and we'll see you when we come back from our first break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fizzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfizzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before our break, I just left you with a question, because we're talking about energetic hygiene for radiant vitality today on our show. And, you know, recognizing when your energy needs clearing. So, you know, have you noticed that maybe you feel tired after being around certain people or environments, or have you mistaken energetic depletion for aging or burnout? So, you know, let's just take a deeper dive into this, because I think this is so important. How often have you really felt drained after conversations with people? It's almost as if energetically they're a vampire and they just suck the life out of you. We've all had people and experiences with that. I just remember growing up, I had a grandmother who loved her to death, but every time you would go visit her, it's like you felt drained after her, you know, being with her, because she was, and this was goes back in the 60s and 70s, she was pretty much an energetic vampire, and she would just suck everybody on everybody's energy without really knowing that, but you would feel, depleted after you left there, or just tired and exhausted. So that's what she was doing, but she would feel great. So when I finally found out what that was all about, I said, oh, isn't that interesting? Now we could do something different. You know, maybe you're experiencing a lot of irritability or emotional reactivity. Sometimes when our energy field is contaminated or it's full of things that aren't ours, this is sometimes how we might be responding to that. We become, you know, a little more irritated, and we're a little more reactive emotionally. We may have difficulty focusing or making decisions, and maybe we just feel like we're disconnected from joy, creativity, and our purpose. You know, and sometimes it's like we just want to withdraw without knowing why. So, you know, maybe these are signs that aren't personal flaws. It's more of signs asking for energetic care. And, you know, I want to expand that a little bit. It's not only just ourselves. It also could be our environment as well. I know for me, being a highly sensitive person, I could tell when my home needs to be energetically cleaned. It just feels heavy. It feels wonky. It feels like it's stagnant. So, you know, I usually do that by, I go with the big guns and I call it the Bremen fire type of cleanse, where, you know, basically what it is, it's creating a cold fire in a cauldron or a container with Epsom salt and rubbing alcohol on a wooden match and putting it in the center of a room on top of a folded towel. So you protect your carpet, your wood floor, your tile, whatever. And it's just to keep that container safe and put it in the middle of the room. And I love using fire versus sage for me, because I feel like energetically the big guns are out right now. So you need big gun clearing capability to cleanse an area. And what I usually do is when I light that, it's got about an inch of inch of Epsom salt in the bottom, and I saturate it with enough rubbing alcohol, and I use a wooden match and ignite it and just allow the fire to bring in all the air into the fire, because fire needs air in order to breathe. But what it's doing, it's bringing in the energetic debris that's in that room, transmuting, transcending, and transforming it and going up into the ether. It's purifying the room, basically. And you could actually feel a difference once that is done. I let that burn out until it dies out, which is usually about five minutes or so. Don't leave it, you know, you need to watch this. You don't leave it burning and walk in another room. Just watch it. And sometimes you could see some interesting things in the fire, because the fire has an energy all of its own. And the way that the fire burns and how high, usually if there's been a lot of energetic debris, you know, and we carry it around, we shed it in our house, you know, yada, yada. It's just depending on what's been going on with me personally, this is a great way to clear things out. And you just move it from room to room and start all over again. I like to do that at least, you know, once a season or as needed when, you know, you just feel things are off in the house, okay? Other practices you could do are like breathing, you know, use your breath as a clearing tool. You intentionally exhale to release accumulated energy, like or another thing you could do is shower or water cleaning. So sometimes if you're not able to soak in an Epsom salt bath, or you're not really a bath person, just grab a whole handful of Epsom salt. And before you start lathering up with soap, just start from the top of your head and use that Epsom salt, you know, in your hair and allowing it to go all the way down your body and rub all your different areas of your body and just rinse off with that. And then go and do lather up with your soap and cleanse yourself that way as well. That one works really well, especially if you feel like you got the ickies from being at a place, or sometimes coming home from a hospital, I feel like I need to hop in the shower and do that because all of the energetic debris that's kind of latched on unintentionally in my space also helps as well. You know, there's other ways of doing that, other ways of clearing energy. It may be like an intention-based release, naming what you're letting go of. or maybe even visualizing, maybe if you're into cord cutting, releasing cords, residue or heaviness. I kind of shared a little bit about a method on our first segment about pretending you're grounding yourself and you're planted deeply into the earth, and just there's a switch in front of you. Just flip the switch from closed to open, you know, flip it from closed to open, and just allow everything to flow out of your energy field into Mother Earth to be grounded. That's a very effective way to do that. And if you've never had that experience of doing it, I invite you to. You will feel a release of something in your energy field moving through the through the ground being grounded. Simplicity is power. What I want to, you know, even make a point of saying to people, it doesn't have to be complex to be effective. I think we've been led to believe in our society that the more you do and the more fluff you add to it, that it's better. It's not. I want you to remember that simplicity is power. Less is more. It doesn't take a lot of, you know, steps to do something. It's as simply as stating an intention and just breathing is enough to release that energy. Okay. And it's really important, I think, as we move forward in humanity's ascension, to keep things simple too. It's a reminder. So let's talk a little bit about energetic boundaries, because I feel that this is really important too, because many of us have what I call wobbly or wonky boundaries, where we don't know where we end and something else begins. It's almost like it dovetails and it gets what we call enmeshed. And we want to really be discerning as to where we end and something else begins, and not to take on things that are not ours to take on. So another question for y'all is that, where are you leaking energy without realizing it? Okay. Or what would it feel like to feel energetically safe in your body? So I want to really drive this home for you all. Energetic protection is not about fear. It's about choice. I want to make sure that you're not creating things from a fear-based doom and gloom reality. It's about choice. You're choosing to protect your energy field, and it's not out of fear. It's because you choose to do so. There's a difference, okay? So much of our current reality has been created out of fear, stress, you know, anxiety, lack, and we are moving into a phase where we are creating out of choice, out of love, out of discernment, not fear, okay? Creating out of choice, and hopefully the choice is love. And what you can always say is, what would love choose? What would love do? Boundaries are how you decide what you engage with and what you release. Okay. So, you know, we talk about boundaries and conscious energetic shielding. You know, do what feels right for you and what feels good and yummy. For me, you know, I'm digging into my bank here, the Bank of Dolores. It's my bra. But I have this little quantum piece of jewelry that I wear all the time. And this actually helps me with my energetic shielding, because I have a tendency to have a lot of light in my energy field. And it's about me learning how to protect my energy and my light. So this is what I do. Some people have, you know, pieces of jewelry that they like to wear, like myself. Some people, you know, do a grounding, you know, shielding type of thing. What I'm saying is, like, find something that feels good and secure for you. You will know it. And what's going to be good for one person may be completely different for somebody else. Choose when and where to give your attention, okay? And release the need to fix, rescue, and carry others' stuff. It's not yours to fix. We've been duped into believing that how we become a better person is to fix, rescue, and carry others' stuff. Newsflash, what actually happens when we do that, we get involved with their karma and we take it away from them, and you don't want to be doing that. It's just like when you're trying to fix something for somebody else, you're actually doing them a disservice and taking away from them. And I think this is so important in regards to boundaries, understanding that no preserves vitality, and actually understanding that no without guilt, shame, or feeling like you have to do something is not where we're going these days. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to, you know, feel the guilt, shame, or whatever, but don't lie into it. Look at that deeply and to see if how you could shift and move that and heal that, because that's important. So just remember, boundaries don't push life away. They protect your capacity to live fully. And we're going to be going on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll just talk about restoring vitality, and I'm going to lead you into a delicious guided meditation so you could work on your energetic hygiene for radiant vitality. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll carry on.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about energetic hygiene for radiant vitality today on the Dr. Dolores Show. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, if you're really enjoying what we're talking about and some of this stuff is resonating with you, you know, reach out, like, share, and like, share, and You know, I'm like lost for words here. It's subscribe, like, and share. That's the word I wanted. And sign up to get more information, because I love sharing information with people and sharing what is really important on our ascension process and what's happening in the world. And we're in very interesting times. So share the message that you hear with us, you know, here today, because you know somebody out there may need to hear exactly what is being shared today. So, you know, let's talk about living as energetic stewardship. What would your life feel like if your energy was consistently clean, protected, and honored? What would that feel like? Just think about that for a moment. It just feels really serene, quiet, certain. Just remember that hygiene, energetic hygiene, is self-respect and action. It's how you maintain clarity, vitality, intuition, and resilience in a demanding world. And just remember, radiant vitality isn't something you chase. It's what remains when you stop carrying what was never yours. And I'm going to say that again. Radiant vitality isn't something you chase. It's what remains when you stop carrying what was never yours. So we're going to start with a grounded meditation. And I always like doing these in our third segment because it gives you an experiential process of putting some didactic concrete concepts into an experience so that you could actually own it and utilize it for yourself. It's fine to talk about stuff and theories and stuff, but I always find when you don't have an exercise or something to put that into practice, you kind of lose the whole essence of what that's about. By having an experience, you actually take that on more as your truth. So I'm just going to invite you to get settled in and take a moment to settle into a comfortable position, whether or not you are seated or lying down, and just whatever allows your body to feel supported. And if it feels safe, gently close your eyes, and if not, just soften your gaze. And know, as you arrive here, that simply choosing to pause and listen is already an act of energetic hygiene. This is the kind of presence we cultivate together on the Dr. Dolores Show. So bring your awareness to your breath. Inhale slowly through your nose and exhale fully through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale, releasing the day. And take one more breath, deep and nourishing, and out. And just begin to notice your body. Not to change anything, just to observe. Where do you feel ease? Where might you be holding tension? There is nothing wrong with what you notice. Awareness itself is the beginning of clearing. This is something I remind my clients often. You don't have to work hard to heal. You simply have to listen. Now, bring your attention to the space just beyond your physical body, your energetic field, the space that interacts with the world before words are spoken. As you breathe out, imagine releasing any energy that doesn't belong to you. Energy from conversations, expectations, environments, responsibilities. You don't need to name it. You don't need to understand it. Just let it go. Now visualize a gentle cleansing light beginning above your head. This light is intelligent, loving, and precise. As it slowly moves downward, it clears your energy effortlessly. The same way we clear energy together in sessions, and the same way you can learn to do daily for yourself. Let the light move through your scalp, your forehead, your eyes, softening the mind, down through your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, releasing burdens you were never meant to carry alone. As the light reaches your heart space, notice your breath again. This is where many of you hold responsibility for others. Care, concern, love. And silently repeat, I release what is not mine to carry. And if you've been longing for support and learning how to do this consistently, know that space exists for you through community, guidance, and gentle mentorship. Let the light move through your abdomen, your lower back, your hips, clearing stored emotion, old stories, unfinished energy. Your body knows how to restore balance when you allow it. And the light continues to move down through your legs, your knees, your calves, and into your feet. Feel yourself grounding now, connected to the earth, supported, held. Imagine anything released gently dissolving into the earth, where it is neutralized and transformed. Nothing is lost. Everything returns to balance. Now bring your awareness back to your energetic field and notice how it feels now. Perhaps more spacious, clearer, lighter. This clarity is your natural state, and the more you practice energetic hygiene, the more familiar this state becomes. And bring your attention back to your heart. And just ask it gently, what does my energy need today? Rest? Movement? Perhaps quiet? Connection? Trust the answer. And remember, you don't have to navigate this awareness alone. Take a slow, deep breath in and exhale, anchoring this awareness into your body. Take another breath in and out. Energetic hygiene is not something you earn, it's something you allow. And each time you choose to listen to your body, your energy, your intuition, you strengthen that relationship. So begin to gently bring your awareness back to the room around you. Notice the surface beneath you, the sounds nearby. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. May you move forward with clarity and ease. And may you remember you are always welcome back into this space of care and awareness and support. And we're getting ready to take our last break of our show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about energetic hygiene today. So when we come back, we'll wrap it up.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Vizzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresVizzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about energetic hygiene for radiant vitality. And, you know, if today's episode supported you, I invite you to like, subscribe, and share the Dr. Dolores Show, and give us a 5-star review on iTunes so that the message can reach others who are learning to care for their energy. And if you'd like to go deeper, through one-on-one support, community, or gentle guidance, visit my website, drdoloresvizzino.com, and learn more about what I do and how I could help you. Your vitality is worth protecting. So, you know, we talked a lot today about energetic hygiene. And, you know, some takeaways from our show are this: your energy requires daily care, not crisis management. Okay, you don't need to wait until you're exhausted, overwhelmed, or depleted. Energetic hygiene is most powerful when practiced consistently in small, intentional ways. And fatigue is often energetic before it is physical. Many symptoms we normalize, brain fog, irritability, emotional heaviness, but they are signs your energy is asking for attention, not judgment. Clearing your energy is an act of self-respect. Releasing what isn't yours to carry isn't selfish. It's essential for clarity, vitality, authentic presence, and your overall health and well-being. Boundaries protect you in more ways than you know. They protect your vitality, not your fear. Energetic boundaries are not walls. They are conscious choices about your flow, where your life force is flowing. And radiance is your natural state. When energy is clear, grounded, and honored, vitality, joy, and intuition emerge effortlessly. So energetic hygiene is not about doing more. It's about listening more. It's about noticing when your system needs clearing, rest, or support, and responding with compassion instead of force. When you tend your energy daily, you begin to move through life with greater ease, clarity, and resilience. Stop carrying what was never yours. You reclaim your vitality, not as something to chase, but as something to protect. This is why we live well in an energetic world, and this is how we live well in an energetic world. Just remember, your energy is not meant to be spent. It's meant to be stewarded. So, you know, I'm going to leave you with a channeled message from my higher self. And it said, "Beloved, pause for a moment and feel me here. I have never left you, not in your exhaustion, not in your questioning, not in the moments when your light felt dimmed by the weight of living in a world that asks too much. You are not failing. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are sensitive because you are attuned. You feel deeply because you were designed to perceive beyond the surface. And yet, you have been carrying what was never meant to live inside your body. You have absorbed emotions that were not yours to process, responsibilities that were never yours to resolve, expectations that were never yours to fulfill. I ask you now, gently, why do you believe you must hold it all? You do not need to become stronger by carrying more. You become wiser by discerning what is yours. So release the idea that rest must be earned. Release the idea that belief that your worth is measured by your endurance. Release the habit of bracing for impact. You were not created to survive life. You were created to inhabit it. Your energy is sacred terrain. What you allow into it shapes your vitality, your clarity, and your joy. Choose yourself more often, not in defiance, but in devotion. I invite you to tend your energy daily the way you would tend a garden. Remove what is withered, nourish what is alive, protect what is still growing. You do not owe your energy to anyone who demands it without care. Boundaries are not rejection, they are remembrance. I am always here in your quiet moments. In the breath between thoughts, in the stillness you avoid because it asked you to feel. Return to me through care. Return to yourself through choice. This is not abandonment of others. This is reunion with yourself. And from this place, your light will no longer burn you. See you next time. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.
See you next time. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.